This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the DFW Area Small Business Spotlight Show. I'm your host, Chris Daly. And each episode, I get the privilege of introducing you to a small business in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today, I'm going to sit down with Lori Clem from Tooth Acres Pet Care Center. I will introduce you to her right after this.
Hey, this episode of the Small Business Spotlight is brought to you by Fresh Media Works, a full-service marketing company run by myself, Chris Daly. If you want to find out how I can help you get more customers, reach out to me by calling 713-269-4620 or on the web at freshmediaworks.com.
All right, everybody, join me in welcoming Lori Clem from Tooth Acres Pet Care Center to the show. Lori, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm excited to talk to you because, you know, I've talked to you a couple of times. I've learned a very little bit about your business, but now I get to learn a lot more. So I guess first, tell me about, were you always in the DFW area?
Yes, Tooth Acres has been on the same property and owned by the same family since 1849.
Wow.
Yes, sir. We're a registered Texas Century Ranch. And Tooth Acres has been open since 1967 in the same location.
Wow. And so tell me about the name Tooth Acres, because I've mentioned it to a few people and they're like, what? What is, did they do animal dentistry?
It's funny. Dr. Clem and Betty Clem, Dr. Truman Clem and his wife Betty, it was Betty's family land. And Dr. Clem was a dentist. He also was big into field trial work and trained a field trial champion. He recognized during his field trial training that when they would have meets and the dogs would get together, they had nowhere to keep the dogs at night except in their little crates. And so Dr. Clem came up with an idea. And with money he made off emergency dental calls at night, he built a set of dog runs. Mm-hmm. And an idea was born from that and a light bulb moment. And here we are all these years later with everything from, we like to say we have a room from Motel 6 up to the finest suite at the Ritz-Carlton.
Nice. I love it. That explains a lot, because like I said, the name Tooth Acres confused me, but now it makes perfect sense. The name came from his dentistry work.
Yes, sir. He practiced dentistry up until almost his death, and he passed away in 2015 and practiced dentistry almost up until 2015.
Wow.
And left it, and as I said, his wife, Betty, was a visionary and also founded a pet cemetery out there where we have the boarding facility. So we can essentially care for a pet from the womb to the tomb.
I like that. I like that. And talk about the type of animals that you do provide services for. What animal type?
Well, we board all breeds of dog. We are not picky. We'll board the peskiest pit bull to the meekest little miniature chihuahua. We have accommodations for all sizes. We do not do group play. We think every dog's an alpha, and therefore they deserve their own space, which is why we don't co-mingle dogs unless they're from the same family. But we have a fabulous time at Tooth Acres, and when a dog comes home from Tooth Acres, we've had people call us and ask us, what did we do to their dog? And we asked them, why? Well, they're just exhausted. I said, well, aren't you tired from your trip? Well, yes. I said, well, if you think your dog wasn't having a party, you're gravely mistaken. He wasn't pining away. They were having fun in your absence. They come home equally as tired from having a great time. We have staff down there constantly throughout the day cleaning and feeding and checking on the different pets. We've boarded pot-bellied pigs before. And we also have a beautiful area for cats for people who have to go away longer than a weekend.
Nice, nice. And so for the people who are worried that they're going to leave Fido and he's going to run with a bunch of mean dogs, that's not in the cards.
That is not at all going to happen. And if you're real worried, why, we even have runs that have internet cams so you could check on Fido while you're away.
I love that. And what other services besides boarding and burial?
Well, we have crematories on site, and we offer cremation services as well. And we can help someone through a really rough time. And until you've experienced it yourself, you just don't understand what pets are.
Yep.
People. They're family members. And we can't stress the importance of making sure that your furry friend is cared for. And we try to offer grief counseling and just overall general, you know, just good wishes for someone who's going through a really rough time losing their pet. We also offer, we do a lot of work with rescue groups.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rescue groups board their dogs with us. And during the state fair that we just recently had, a DFW Rescue Me will take dogs off the street, put them in our facility for a bit. We get them fattened up, get their coats shiny, and get their attitudes adjusted where they see people that love and care for them, and they're no longer scared, and they
mm-hmm.
can get them adopted, because our staff has been with us. The shortest amount of time is 3 years. Most of our staff
wow.
has been with us double-digit years.
Wow. And so at any one time, how many pets are you boarding?
Well, at Thanksgiving, if we were completely full and every single person had two pets, there could be 800 dogs out there. But I would imagine at Thanksgiving, we'll have anywhere between 550 to 650 dogs and
wow.
cats.
And talk about your role in the organization, Lori.
Well, I have the privilege of marrying into this fine family. I also am a native Dallasite, grew up and went to Lake Highlands High School.
Nice.
And I met my sweet husband, Casey, back in 1990, and we married in 1992. Unfortunately, cancer invaded our lives, and the Lord had other plans, and Casey went to be a special angel in heaven back in 2014. But the Clem family welcomed me as one of their own. And when my husband passed away, it was turned over to me and my late husband's younger brother, Kelly, and he and I run the facility together and work hand in hand every single day, shoulder to shoulder.
Nice.
We live on the property, and there's always someone there, 24/7, 365.
Sweet. And where is the property located?
We are literally 3.5 miles west of the North Dallas Tollway on Parker Road. It's sort of at the confluence of Carrollton, the Colony, Plano. We're right there. Castle Hills is a big housing development that's near our facility.
Mm-hmm.
But Tooth Acres Pet Care Center's been around, and we are just growing and only improving on what we have and what's worked for us since 1967.
Nice. And how do people find you online or the phone book, or what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach us is to look at our website, toothacres.com. We also are open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and Sunday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We have nothing to hide, and we would welcome anyone who would love to come take a tour of our facilities to come on out anytime we're open. We'd love to show you around. Our staff is friendly, helpful, and will match your dog's needs with the correct type of run that you need.
Excellent, excellent. I would definitely have to check it out next time I'm around there.
We'd love it, Chris.
Yeah, and so what about a phone number?
972-492-3711.
Okay, and tell me, is there anything that I should know about Tooth Acres that I did not ask about?
Well, the other thing I should tell you is, while we accept all breeds, they must have one important piece of paperwork, and that is current shot records.
Yes.
And so we do require the rabies, DHLP, and Bordetella. Thank you for asking that, Chris, because while we will take all pets, they must have their shots.
Right, right. Excellent.
And we do offer some light grooming services, a shampoo, blow dry, nail trim, if they'll let us. And we don't do any clipping of the hair or anything like that, but we sure can make sure they're clean and smell good before you pick them up.
Nice, nice. So you can pamper them while they're, your owner's away, and return them all in smelling good.
Smelling good and fresh when they're ready to pick up. Yes, sir.
I love it. Well, Lori Clem, I want to thank you so much for telling us a little bit about Sisters Pet Care Center.
Thank you, Chris, and have a great day.
Hey, once again, I want to thank Lori Clem for sitting down with me and telling us all about Tooth Acres Pet Care Center. Very, very cool business. Hey, and I also want to thank you for giving me what I consider to be the most valuable gift you can, your attention, your time. And please go out and support these small businesses.
To learn more about how Chris can help your company get more customers, call 713-269-4620 or visit us on the web at freshmediaworks.com.